Julie Gibbs is our Riley County Health Department Director, local health officer. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on. We got some information yesterday about new cases and some changes really coming up in the way that things are being recorded now.
Yeah, so here in Riley County, we've had a total of 1,501 confirmed positives. That's as of yesterday. Out of those, 773 are considered active and 720 have recovered. We did unfortunately have two more deaths this week. That puts us at 8 deaths total here in the county. We currently have 3 COVID positive patients in the hospital, and our percent positive has gone down a little bit last week compared to the week prior, and that number you'll be able to see on our website at rileycountyks.gov. Just click on coronavirus, and then it's right there in the data and info section. We do have numbers that are coming in from our results, rather, that are coming in from our testing that we did last week. And so we did see about 567 people come through our free testing sites that we did in Manhattan, Randolph, and Ogden. Out of those, we had 43 that have tested positive. We are still getting in some of those results. We've gotten most of them in, but we might have more numbers to report later today on that. But so far, we're up to 43 positive. And yes, we are changing the way that we're updating our numbers. Actually, the statewide system, EpiTrax, has been a little slow lately, and so hasn't been too reliable for us here lately. And so we're looking to our healthcare providers to provide us directly with that information, and we're hoping to streamline that process so that we can get that information to you all sooner.
All right. You know, let's talk a little bit about the free testing and why that is so important here to the health department. I've seen a lot of comments online about, well, I don't have any symptoms. Why would I bother going to get a test?
Yeah, well, it really just gives us a better idea of what we're seeing in the community. So when we have people that come through and they haven't been a close contact of somebody who's tested positive, or they don't have any symptoms, you know, it just gives us a good idea of, with those individuals, if they do test positive, what we're really seeing here in the community. And so we really encourage people to get out there and get tested. Maybe they're just curious, or maybe they have been a direct contact of a positive, but they're not experiencing symptoms. Again, it gives us a good idea of what we're seeing here in the community, a better idea of our exact numbers. So, you know, we can test people that are symptomatic, you know, all week long. But if we get people out there that are asymptomatic, that maybe they don't know if they've come in contact with the virus or not, and we can get a true indication of what we have here in the community.
It sounds like that would be a really nice thing to have at this point, because now the public is aware a little bit more that the results have been so delayed. It sounds like we may not have a real firm grasp on just how fast this is spreading.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we've kind of struggled with that off and on throughout this whole process, with getting test results back on time, getting people called on time. We really rely on the labs, and, you know, the labs get overworked sometimes, and so there's always a delay, or not always a delay, but sometimes a delay when they get overworked. And same with our reporting system. You know, there could be a delay if we have a lot of reports coming in, especially if the system can't handle it. So we try to streamline that as much as we can, and we're still in the process of doing that.
You know, and I know the contact tracing, that kind of takes place. You have to call each individual person. I imagine that takes some time. Have you had any problems with people scamming that at all? I know there's scams that go around all the time.
Yeah, we've had reports of that people have been calling saying that they want more information from individuals, such as social security number or date of birth. Our contact tracers will never ask you that information. They'll never ask you information that, you know, about your finances or your bank information. If you suspect that it's a scam, please go ahead and hang up and call the health department. Our number is 785-776-4779. And just to verify that actually is a contact tracer, really what our contact tracers are doing is they're just wanting to gather more information about you, if you're symptomatic or not, you know, what where you've gone in the community, if you did test positive, things like that. So they'll never ask you information about your finances or anything like that. So if you suspect a scam, please hang up and call the health department.
All right. Yeah, that's so important for sure. We saw in the latest news release yesterday, there's also the new confirmed outbreak, 15 total confirmed outbreaks, but one was also allowed to expire.
Yes. So usually we'll always go by CDC standards, and usually that is 28 days, as long as there's no other positives that come into the house. So that house did recover. We did consider them recovered because they haven't had any more positives that have come in. They've all went through the quarantine and isolation periods.
All right. As far as the school board meeting, I don't know if you tuned in last night, but that was quite a lengthy school board meeting, and there's a lot of discussion, a lot of folks advocating even for a return to a five-day-a-week in-person learning. It sounds like the hybrid mode at least is going to continue through mid to late October. Do you see a scenario, given where we're at right now, where returning students to our schools 5 days a week could safely work?
You know, not at this time, not where we're at right now. I actually wrote a statement to the school board. I wasn't able to attend that meeting, so I just submitted a statement. As I understand, the school board meeting was pretty lengthy and a little heated at some times. But, and I do, I understand both sides, you know, wanting to get our kids back to school 5 days a week. That's so important, I mean, for so many reasons. But at this time, where we're at, as far as our percent positive, as far as our hospitalizations, looking at not overwhelming our healthcare system with everything that's going on, we need to, I think it's best if we stay the course right now, continue our hybrid. You know, we haven't been in hybrid for very long. Give it a chance to kind of work a little bit, give it a chance to get our numbers down a little bit better, to get a grip on things. And I think the school board, from what I heard, made the right decision to go a little bit longer and give us a chance to kind of make sure that you know, again, that our numbers can come down and make sure that our protocols are working. You know, right now, we're doing well in the schools as far as protocols. You know, we have a positive in the school. The school notifies us right away. That the nurses actually help to do that contact tracing, and we're getting it down so that we can follow those protocols and get everyone called in time. And so I think we just need to stay the course for a little while longer, give this some time to work, and get our numbers back down so that we can go to full 5 days in person.
All right. Well, Julie, is there anything else you want to make sure people know here this morning?
I just want to remind people of our screening line. I know I do this a lot, but just a reminder that if you're having symptoms, please either call your primary care provider or call that screening line. What we found is that symptoms really vary. They vary across the board. So if you have any symptoms at all, don't hesitate to call your primary care provider or, again, that screening line. That screening line is 785-323-6400, and it's available on the weekdays from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
All right. Well, Julie, keep on in the health department, and hopefully we'll see some more improvement next week.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and local health officer here in Riley County. We'll get a weather forecast coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.